Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Mark Cohen and his wife head to a Florida movie theater where they purchased VIP seats for a screening. When they arrive, Cohen finds Jesse Thornton II and his girlfriend sitting in their seats. He politely asks them to move. But instead of agreeing, Thornton gets in Cohen's face, causing him to step back and trip on the stairs. Then he stands over Cohen and beats him savagely.
Nancy, Cohen, 63, was still on the ground from the fall when Thornton attacked, other moviegoers having to pull Thornton off of Cohen. Thornton and his unnamed girlfriend immediately fled the theater, leaving cops with surveillance video and witness statements to attempt to identify the attacker.
Jesse Thornton II, 27, tracked down after months of investigation, now charged with battery, causing great bodily harm over a theater seat. Stephanie Boy gets in an argument with her husband, storms out of their Missouri home, getting in her car to leave. In a desperate attempt to stop her, the husband hops on top of the car. Boy takes off, trying to throw him off the hood. Boy drives 7 miles, even getting on the interstate, with the husband desperately clinging to the car. A passing cop spots the man on the car, chases Boy down, charging the 38-year-old with domestic assault and resisting arrest. Wow, next time, just let her go. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two life sentences have been handed down to an Iowa man who killed a 10-year-old girl who was missing for 8 months until her body was discovered in a pond. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Our friends with the Quad City Times write that Henry Earl Dinkins will also be required to reimburse Breasia Terrell's mother a sum of $150,000. Following the girl's abduction in July 2020, thousands of volunteers and multiple law enforcement agencies conducted extensive searches. Her body was eventually discovered by fishermen in a remote location north of Davenport in March 2021. 51-year-old Dinkins was found guilty of first-degree murder and kidnapping by Judge Henry Latham last month. He received life sentences without the possibility of parole. In May 2021, prosecutors brought charges against Dinkins, claiming he had abducted Terrell and fatally shot her. She had spent the night with her half-brother and Dinkins, his father. Dinkins is a registered sex offender who was found guilty in 1990 at the age of 17 of third-degree sexual abuse. Judge Latham said the brother, who was just 8 when Terrell disappeared, played a crucial role in solving the case. Dinkins' son later gave investigators details about accompanying his father to a Walmart to buy bleach and traveling to a site that matched the description of where Terrell's body was found months later.
The trial had been moved to Cedar Rapids when the Iowa Supreme Court granted a change of venue, but just before it began, Dinkins decided to have the case heard in front of a judge. Because of that, the trial was moved back to the Scott County Courthouse in Davenport. Following a chaotic scene in which a car crashed into the lobby of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, the driver has been shot by police and later died at the hospital. The embassy is situated on a busy boulevard across from the city's Japantown district, and police in San Francisco claim they had no idea why the unidentified driver crashed through the front of the building. The Chinese consulate general issued a statement calling the incident, quote, a violent attack. Earlier, police had responded to a report of a car crashing into the consulate and ordered people to stay away from the area. A blue Honda vehicle could be seen on surveillance video entering the consulate's visa office lobby. Police did not say how many cops fired, what happened during the shooting, or whether the motorist was carrying a weapon. There were no reports of anyone inside the building being hurt. Wall Street Journal writer Ivan Gershkovich will stay in jail until at least November 30th after losing his plea to be freed from espionage charges. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Wearing a blue button-up over a t-shirt and jeans, 31-year-old Gershkovich appeared in the defendant's glass cage at Moscow City Court with a largely expressionless face. As of September 29th, he had spent 6 months behind bars. Gershkovich had gone before a judge for the second time in less than a month to challenge an August decision to keep him in pretrial detention until November. Citing unidentified procedural errors, the court declined to hear the appeal on September 19th. It was in March that the reporter was arrested while on assignment in Yekaterinburg, approximately 1,200 miles east of Moscow. Since prosecutors claim that certain information regarding the criminal case is confidential, the court sessions are closed. As per the allegations made by the Russian Federal Security Service, Gerskovich allegedly gathered classified information on the operations of a Russian military-industrial complex firm while following orders from the United States. According to U.S. authorities, Gerskovich is being wrongfully held.
The journalist and the journal both deny any wrongdoing.
DeAndrea Ford gets a ride home from co-worker Otis Parker when shots ring out. Parker owed a third party, Katana Taylor, money. So Taylor pulls together a three-man crew to rob Otis Parker. Parker shot dead. DeAndrea Ford, who's just trying to get a ride, barely escapes, ducking out of the passenger seat and running. The day before, the very last suspect in the shooting was formally indicted. Ford never comes home from her job at a Houston bar. Surveillance video shows her getting in a van with a customer, sitting in the parking lot about an hour, then they take off. Ford's family unsure if her disappearance has to do with being state's witness number one in a capital murder case, but no, she would never leave her tot girl. DeAndrea Ford, 21, now missing 3 weeks. If you have info on DeAndrea Ford, call Houston PD, 832-394-1840. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.